The Bush administration is urging the United Nations Security Council to pass a resolution on Sudan this week. It would demand that the Khartoum government halt an ethnic cleansing campaign in the western region of Darfur. The U.S. accuses Sudan of backing Arab militias that have been killing and raping civilians in black farming communities there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As diplomats tinkered with the draft UN Security Council resolution, aid workers raised alarms that time is running out for the people of Darfur. Sudan promised UN Secretary General Kofi Annan this month that it would rein in the militias that have forced more than a million people from their homes. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Danforth, says the resolution would start a clock ticking, requiring Sudan to act within 30 days or face possible sanctions.
Human beings are being killed, hundreds of them every day. Are being killed as a direct result of the action of the government in Khartoum, as a direct result of its policies. Their responsibility to their people is to stop it, and to stop it now, and the world is watching.
But John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group says the UN Security Council has taken far too long to address Darfur, and the resolution isn't strong enough.
There's no biting action being taken against the perpetrators of these mass atrocities, which is the government of Sudan. I simply can't understand it. Even if we were to fail, I think we ought to put a resolution on the table that means something, that there's some accountability and the introduction of some form of international force.
The resolution speaks of African Union ceasefire monitors and about 300 troops to protect them, and it says the Security Council would consider unspecified sanctions a month from now. Even that language has been met with opposition. When Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Egypt yesterday, officials urged him to give Sudan more time, and journalists questioned him about U.S. motives in the Muslim country. Powell responded by saying the situation in Darfur is tragic and not an invention of the U.S.
Nobody wishes to make the situation any worse with respect to the imposition of sanctions, but at the same time, pressure must be kept on the Sudanese government to make sure that access is allowed and that security is improved.
Prendergast, who served on President Clinton's National Security Council, was not surprised to hear that Powell was met with skeptical questions in Egypt. He believes U.S. credibility is limited these days, but Prendergast says he witnessed the devastation in Darfur during a recent trip there.
When we took a very extensive trip outside one village cluster and were led to a ravine where young men were lined up, obviously, and executed, it brought yet another level of horror home to us as to what the people of Darfur have been experiencing.
The U.S. Congress has labeled the crisis in Darfur a genocide, and the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has designated Darfur a genocide emergency, a term not used lightly, according to Jerry Fowler, who's with the museum's Committee on Conscience.
I feel that when we, as an institution and preservers of Holocaust memory, believe that we're seeing genocide, then we have to say it. And so that's what we did.
He says it was meant to keep up pressure on Sudan and on the United Nations as the Security Council weighs its response to the crisis. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.